Many Americans can shop for groceries at 3 o'clock in the morning. Germans can't. German law says stores must close at 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. They stay closed on Sundays and holidays. In order to stay open longer, store owners will have to get around a ruling from Germany's highest court. Kyle James reports from Berlin.
The sales clerk at this central Berlin department store is busy with customers on a Saturday evening. But in about an hour, it'll be quitting time. German law says so. And on Sunday, this store is staying shut.
We have too much regulation, and we need much more liberation.
Armin Davender is the store manager at one of the Galeria Kaufhof department stores in Berlin. It was his company which tried, and failed, to get the store closing law struck down.
We want that the government gives us the opportunity to decide by ourselves when we want to open our stores. The market would decide, and the customer will decide, when we will open.
The company had argued that the rules, which date from 1956, are irrelevant and unfair, since shops in train stations, airports, and gas stations can stay open all they want. That means a shoe shop at the rail station 200 feet away can do a brisk business late nights or on Sundays, while Galeria Kaufhof's own shoe section stays dark. Still, Davender admits the situation is better now than it was just a decade ago.
In these times, we had only the possibility to open on a Saturday till 2 o'clock. And 2 o'clock is, you knew it from America, is nothing.
Then stores closed at 6 or 6:30 during the week, except for the occasional Thursday. So for working people, Saturday morning usually turned into a mad dash to get the shopping done. If you didn't get your milk by 2 o'clock, you'd have to wait until Monday. Well, the rules have been relaxed since then. Two powerful lobbies in Germany, churches and trade unions, don't want to see them liberalized any further. Uli Dalibor is the retail expert at the service employees union Verdi.
Many people misunderstand the store closing law as a regulation that's there to limit entrepreneurial freedom, but it's not. It's meant to protect workers from unfavorable working hours. It allows employees to save time for their families, and it gives small and medium-sized companies a fighting chance against the big guys.
Many economists are in favor of freeing up the shopping laws, saying it could help spur consumer spending, which has been stagnant in Germany for several years. Some hope longer hours could help beef up the service sector and bring down the country's 10% unemployment rate. But those on the front lines, consumers and shop owners, have mixed opinions about moving toward the U.S. model of open all the time. Corinna has come to this central Berlin mall after work.
I live just outside the city, so if stores were open longer, I'd have time to go shopping comfortably instead of rushing around. I can go shopping in New York at 2 a.m. I should be able to do the same in a cosmopolitan city like Berlin.
But Nicholas Eschenburg is one of those shoppers who doesn't see the need for Germany to go 24/7.
That seems a bit extreme to me. And I wouldn't go shopping at 4 o'clock at night, but it's actually okay to have one day a week where shops are not open.
Robert Honig runs two small tea shops and says he's happy with the way things are.
So customers want to shop all the time wherever they want? Well, I have my rights too. You can educate customers. You don't have to allow them everything.
It seems that the idea that the customer is always right hasn't quite caught on with everyone here yet. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.